Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayana Namaskrityam. Narayatava Narottamam. Devi Saraswati Vyasam. Gitoya Tao Durai. Nasta Paiso Padresu. Nityam Bhagavatam Sevaya. Bhagavatamas Loki. Bhakti Bhavati Naistiki. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should first of all offer his respectful obeisances to the Supreme Person of Godhead, Sri Narayan, and to Sri Narayana Rishi, the Supreme Human Being, and to Mother Saraswati, the Goddess of Learning, and to Srila Vyasadeva, the Author. By daily attendance to the Srimad Bhagavatam and rendering service to the pure devotees, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service to the Supreme Lord, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. So before we start the class this morning, first of all, welcome Maharaj to this morning class. I welcome our dear president, welcome back from your traveling, and thanks to Tamatma and all the Vaishnava devotees. Please bless me so that I can be able to say something for my purification and for the pleasure of their lordships. Hare Krishna. So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 3, text number 26 to 28. So I read 26. 28 is in the blackboard. I read 26. Evam, evavam tapasto tiram tapa paramam dukstaram. 36 I'm reading.
Evam tapasto tubram tapa paramam dukstaram divyam vasam sahasratni Dvadasiyo mat atmano.
That's 36. The translation. Okay, let me go to 37 and 38. 37 and 38.
Tada vam paristustoham. Amunam vapusan nagi tapasam sradaya nityam bhaktyam cha indri avitaha.
So now 38 is in the blackboard.
Pradurasam varadarit yuvayo karma diksaya vayatam vara iti yukte madruso vam vrata suta puradurasam varudorit Yuvayo karma dikstisa vrayatam para iti yukte madsovam bhaktu suta pradu samam varadudrat Yuvayo karma dikstiya Via tambaram iti yukte. Madusovam brata suta.
Synonyms. We begin from the 37.
Tada!
Then, after expiring of 12,000 celestial years, Vam, with both of you, Paritusta, Aham, I was very much satisfied, Amona, by these. Vapusaha, in this form of Krishna, in this form as Krishna. Anagi, O my dear sinless mother. Tapasa, by austerity. Stradaya, by faith. Nityam, constantly engaged. Bhaktiya, by devotional service. Cha, as well as indeed within the core of the heart. Bhavita, fixed in determination. Prada rasam, appeared before you in the same way. Varadara, the best of all who can bestow benedictions. Yuvayo, of both of you, Karma District Saya, wishing to fulfill the desire. Vrayatam, ask you to open your minds. Vara, for a benediction. Iti ute, when you were requested in this way. Madrasa, exactly like me. Vam, of both of you. Vrata, was asked. Suta, as your son. You wanted a son exactly like me. Translation purported by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. Translation. Oh, sinless mother Devaki, after the expiring of 12,000 celestial years in which you constantly contemplated mind within the core of your heart with great faith, devotion, and austerities, I was very much satisfied with you, since I am the best of all bestower of benedictions. I appeared in this same form as Krishna to ask you to take from me the benediction you desired. You then expressed your desire to have a son exactly like me. Purport. 12,000 years on this celestial planet is not a very long time for those who live in the upper planetary system, although it may be very long for those who live on this planet. Sutapa was the son of Brahma, and as we have already understood from Bhagavad Gita 8:17, one day of Brahma equals many millions of years according to our calculation. Sahasra Yoga Prayatam Ahamyad Brahmano Vidu. We should be careful to understand that to get Krishna as one son, one must undergo great austerities. If we want to get the Supreme Personality of Godhead to become one of us in this material world, this requires great penance. But if we want to go back home, back to Krishna, Tatsivad Deham Punam Janma Niti Mam iti sojuna. We need only understand him and love him. Through love only we can very easily go back home, back to Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore declared, Prema pum atanto maha maham. Love of Godhead is the highest achievement for anyone. As we have explained, in worship of the Lord, there are three stages: Gyan, Gyanamayi, and Rati, or love. Sitapa and his wife, Prisni, inaugurated this devotional activity on the basis of full knowledge. Gradually, they developed love for the Supreme Person of Godhead. And when this love was matured, the Lord appeared as Vishnu. Although Devaki then requested him to assume the form of Krishna. To love the Supreme Person of Godhead more, we want to a form of the Lord like Krishna and Rama. We can engage in loving transactions with Krishna especially. In this age, we are all fallen, but the Supreme Person of Godhead has appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to bestow upon us love of Godhead directly. This was appreciated by the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, and said, Namo Mahabandhaya Krishna Prema Prema Prapadyati Krishnaya Krishna Tintaya Namo Guretiste Namaha. In this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described as Mahabandhaya, the most magnificent of charitable persons, because he gives Krishna so easily that one can attain Krishna simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We should therefore take advantage of the benediction given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, we can cleanse all our dirty things. Sri Todrapanam Majanam. We should be able to understand very easily that Krishna is the only object of love. Katainat evam Krishnaya mukti sanga param brajit. Therefore, one need to undergo severe penance for many thousands of years, and one need only learn how to love Krishna and be always engaged in his service. Sivo mukhe hi gyan jivando svayam evam sprarit. Then one can very easily go back home, back to Godhead, instead of bringing the Lord here for some material purpose. To have a son or whatever else, if we go back home, back to Godhead, our real relationship with the Lord is revealed, and we eternally engage in one's eternal relationship by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We gradually develop our eternal relationship with the Supreme Person of Godhead, Supreme Person, and thus attain the perfection called Swarup Siddhi. We should take advantage of this benediction and go back home, back to Godhead. So Narottam Das Thakura has therefore sung Patita Pavana Haitu Tava Avatara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as an incarnation to deliver all fallen souls like us and directly bestow upon us love of Godhead. We should take advantage of this great benediction of the great personality of Godhead. Om Ajana Trimandasya Jana Jana Salakaya Takshur Umiltam Yena Tasmae Sigrabe Namaha Sri Titanya Manobistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swaya Rupa Kadamaya Dadanti Swapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopisa Gopikata Radha Kanta Namusute Tapta Kantana Gorangi Radhi Vidabanuswari Visabanusute Devi Praname Hari Priye Vancha Karpataru Vista Kripa Sindhu Biai Vacha Padista Pavanabhyo Vaisnabhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pistaya Bhutale Simati Bhakti Vidanta Swaminti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gurabani Pratarini Nirvese Sasunyavani Pratarini Jai Sri Krishna Tentaya Prabhu Nitinanda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasare Gudabhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I didn't read the translation for 36. Let me read the translation for 36. Thus you spent 12,000 celestial years performing difficult austerity of tapasya in consciousness of me, Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. This is the austerity for Kali Yuga. Maharaj, not so Maharaj. This is austerity. As Prabhupada explained here, Prabhupada has explained all the four yugas, the austerities. Like in Satya Yuga, the Lord came as the son of Satapa and Prisnigarbha, and Prisni, and he was called Prisnigarbha. At that time, they performed meditation. For 12,000 years, you are performing meditation. Like this morning, it was raining. Even Maharaj cannot come under the rain from Agarati. It was this is the tapasya for this age. Rain, cold. You see, Prabhu is even wearing mask to prevent. This is the austerity for this age. In every age, there's austerities. And Krishna came in the Treta Yuga as Vamanadev. I'll read from Canto 8, so that you can see when the same request, Diti and Kasyapa, they wanted a child who is like, have the qualities of Krishna, who can be like Krishna. So they pray to the Lord, they perform austerities, tapasyas, penances, and the Lord agreed to become their son. So let me read it from this Canto 8. The Supreme Lord agreed to become Aditi's son. As explained in this chapter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, being very pleased by the Prayavrata ceremony performed by Aditi, appeared before her in full opulence. At her request, the Lord agreed to become his son. After Aditi performed the Prayavrata ceremony for 12 continuous days, the Lord, who was certainly very pleased with her, appeared before her with four hands and dressed in yellow garments. As soon as Aditi saw the Supreme Person of Godhead present before her, she immediately got up and with great ecstatic love for the Lord, she fell to the ground to offer respectful obeisances. Aditi's throat was choked because of ecstatic feelings, and her entire body trembled with devotion. Although she wanted to offer suitable prayers to the Lord, she could not do so. She could not do anything, and thus she remained silent for some time. Then, feeling solace, observing the beauty of the Lord,
she offered her prayers. The Supreme Person of Godhead, the Supersoul of all living entities, was very pleased with her, and he agreed to become her son by incarnating as a planetary expansion. He was already pleased by Kashyapa Muni's austerity, and thus he agreed to become their son and maintain the demigods. After giving his words in honor to this effect, the Lord disappeared. Following the order of the Supreme Person of Godhead, Aditi engaged in service of Kashyapa Muni. Who could see by samadhi that the Lord was within him, and who thus placed his semen in the womb of Aditi. Lord Brahma, who is known as Hiranyagarbha, understood that the Supreme Person of Godhead has entered Aditi's womb. Thus he offered prayers to the Lord. So the Lord came as Vamanadev. Why he came as Vamanadev? It was said that in the 8th canto that Bali Maharaj was the king of the demons. He became so powerful, and he conquered the whole world. He conquered the heavenly planets, and he drove all the demigods. Indra, they have no place to stay. They went to hiding place, and the demigods went to the Supreme Lord. They always go to the Supreme Lord for solace. They say, "My Lord, please help us. The demons have taken all our powers." Why normally the demons overtake the demigods? When demons become relaxed in their devotion to their guru, we see in the 6th canto when Indra neglected his guru and the demons became powerful, they conquered him. So anytime the demigods become relaxed, the demigods will take over and conquer them. So they went to Lord Vishnu to pray that, "Please help us, we have lost all our opponents." So the Lord said, I will come, don't worry. So the Lord, because Diti and Kashyapa, they have performed austerities and they were praying, they are the same Prisni and Sutapa, and Sutapa and Prisni in Satya Yuga, the same Prisni, they are Kashyapa and Aditi, the same three mother, and in Kali, in Dwapara Yuga, they are Devaki and Vasudev. So the Lord agreed to take birth in his womb. So when he was born, when he appeared with four symbols, just like how Vishnu appeared before Devaki. Who know the four symbols? One, when Vishnu was born with four symbols, who can name one? Sankha. What? Sankha, English name? Conch shell. Another one? Lotus. Another one? Disc. Another one? Lotus flower. The disc is for slaying the demons. Krishna have the disc. The club is for chastisement. The conch shell is for victory. And the lotus flower is for love. These are the four items the Supreme Lord Vishnu carry always. But Krishna, you see Lord Krishna over there is playing flute. Krishna don't need to fight or kill all the demons. Even the battle of Kurukshetra, is Krishna who did all the arrangements. Arjuna was just an instrument. Krishna is the Supreme Person of Godhead. Lord Brahma prays to Lord Krishna, I say, "Ishvara Parama Krishna Sakshit Ananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Saranam Karanam Karanam Adwaitam Achutam Anandi Anantarupam Adiya Purana Purusa Nivayupanam Cha Videsu Dulaba Adulaba Atma Bhakta Govinda Madipurusam Tamaan Bajami." You say, "Krishna, you are the cause of all causes. Everything that happened in this material world, you have already arranged it. You cannot even be known even by reading the Vedas. You are the oldest person, but you always look young. Your forms are unlimited. You cannot even be able to count the forms of Krishna. So, Vamanadev, all the demigods gave him, some gave him gifts like Brahmana thread with umbrella. So, Bali Maharaj was about to perform Jagya so that he can become more powerful like Indra. So, when he was ready to perform the Jagya, the Lord appeared there as a dwarf, just short boy, they call Upendra or Trivikram. So when he appeared here, he said, "Effulgence, make the whole place become bright." So Bali Maharaj said, "Oh, my Lord, you have appeared in this arena. You have sanctified my sacrifice. Please come." Then the Lord came and he asked the Lord, "What do you want?" As a guest, when you get a guest at home, you give him nice reception, wash his legs and ask him what he needs. So the Bali Maharaj asks Vamanadev, "What do you want?" "I am the controller of the whole universe, of the whole three planets." Vamanadev said, "I don't want anything. I'm satisfied. A Brahmana is always satisfied." He said, "I only want three things, three steps of land." Bali Maharaj said, that's why even this Prabhupada said, that's why Bali Maharaj went to hellish planets. He insulted the Lord. He said, you are a small boy. You are thinking like your memory, your brains, you are thinking like a small boy. Think big. Ask me. I am the controller of the entire universe, all the planets. Ask me for a big thing. For a planet, I will give you. For a continent, I will give you. For a land, I'll give you. If you want riches, everything you ask me for. You ask me for three steps of land and you are very small like this. What is the use of three steps of land? You should lose your brain. Bali Maharaj said, Brahmanadev said, "No, a Brahmana is satisfied. A Brahmana is one who doesn't, you see, any other man's property, he doesn't care. A Brahmana is one who is equipoised. A Brahmana has 8 qualities. Sarmo, Dharma, Tapa, Suchan. Sarmo, Dharma, Tapa, Suchan, Shanti, Jnana, Vijnanam, Astikyam, Brahma, Karma, Sambhavayam. A Brahmana is peaceful, self-control, tolerance, can you help me? Tolerance, merciful or religious, knowledge, wisdom. These are the qualities of Brahmanas. Vamanadeva said, "I have these qualities, so I don't need any other thing." He said, "Ask me." Then the guru of Shukracharya said, Bali, this small boy you are seeing is Vishnu who has come to deceive you. He is now siding the demigods. He wants to take all your opulence." Because Shukracharya was a Brahmana who lived by taking, they call them Sakama Brahmana. They live by, they get salary. A Brahmana should not take salary. Like Maharaj is doing his devotional service, nobody pays him. He only do his service for Krishna. He's fully surrendered. These are the qualities of high-class Brahmanas. So, Bali Maharaj said, "Okay." Shukracharya said, "Don't give him anything." Then, now, Bali Maharaj was thinking, if I disobey my guru and I please Krishna, what should I do? He contemplated, he thought, he think. But because Bali Maharaj was having, what they call punya, or some pious credits, because his grandfather is Prahlad Maharaj. So from his lineage, they have benedictions that all his family, they will all be in good. So he said, "My father sacrificed for the demigods. Prahlad was a powerful devotee of Krishna. If they did the same thing, why should I not do?" "No, I'll please Krishna. I'll please Vishnu, even though it's not good to disobey the guru. But if the guru has fallen from his status, I can disobey him. If the guru doesn't direct me to Krishna, I can deny him. So he said, no, Gurudev, I'll give Balimar, I'll give Vishnu. He was determined. And he gave everything to the Lord. And the Lord expanded himself. He expanded and he conquered the whole three worlds. And he said, now, I've taken everything. It remained one step. He promised me three steps. I've taken two steps. I've covered the earthly planet, the spiritual, the heavenly planet. Where is it? Where can I put my last step? And Bali Maharaj said, my Lord, you know, I don't have any other thing remain. My wealth, my property, my everything I've given to you. Only my head remain. My head only I can give to you. So the Lord said, okay, because of your sincerity and you are charitably disposed, the Lord put his step. But said, because you have denied your guru, and when you saw me as a small boy, you insulted me that I don't have intelligence, I'll send you to a place where you can stay. You can even be more happier than this future world, the heavenly planet. I'll send you a planet called Sutapa. Is that? No. The planet, Maharaj? Sutala. Yeah. It's a nice where Bali Maharaj. You say, but I will be your gatekeeper. I'll always be with you. You can go there with your family and friends and enjoy. I'll always be with you. Because of you, we have done wonderful activities. So, the next set now we are coming is about the incarnation of this age. Mahaprabhu came in this age to inaugurate this powerful movement. You see, a few days ago, Prabhu used to read Sankirtan reports. In this age of Kali, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalona Steva, Kalona Steva. You see, Prabhu always encouraged the young boys here, 24-hour Kirtan. This is the yoga dance for this age. Hare Nama and book distribution. I tell you my personal experience. One day I was distributing books. I've been doing Sankirtan. So, in our store, we distributed all the books, only book like, you know, we have Prabhupada Lilamrita, where the Prabhupada is there, big face, a big chada like this. They were right there, our well-wisher. So that's the only books remain in the store, and devotees are afraid to take it out, because when you show people that take this book, they say, this Indian man, no, I don't want. When they see Prabhupada, they say, oh, this Indian man, I don't want. So that was the only book remained. And I pray, Krishna, how can I do Sankirtan with this book? So I was thinking. I started thinking. So I developed idea. So when I showed them the picture, I say, do you know, when Christ was born, the three wise men, they came from the far east. This is one of them. I developed idea. I say, the three wise men, according to Bible, they say when Christ was born, they saw the star. So they predicted that it's God, somebody great has come on earth. So they give three presents, gold, myrrh, and frankincense for the birth of Christ. So I told them, I said, this is the one of the wise men. So I started distributing. I carried like 50 books. I distributed like 49. It remained one. Only one remained. I was so happy that day. Then I went to a car. The car was packed. I knocked the window of the glass. Tell me what happened. When the person opened the door, I met Prabhupada face to face. Prabhu is Prabhupada incarnation. As the person opened the door, with big smile, I gave him the book like this. I didn't preach to him. I didn't ask him anything. I didn't say, take the book. I just put the book like this. I was looking with him face to face like this. All the ecstasy of love. My hair stood on end. Tears flowed from my eyes. I was trembling. You know, like when it's something you don't never see before. The fear. I was just afraid. Is it Prabhupada? So I left the book there. I went to a fireplace. I was looking like this. Is it true? Me? To see Prabhupada? It was 2000 and 2020. Yeah, now it's 2020. The year 2000. Prabhupada has passed away 1977. It was 2000. Prabhupada appeared to me because I was doing Sankirtan for many years. So when I saw this, I couldn't Sankirtan again. I just returned home. When I went home, I used to attend Sundarati. But when I went home, I went to my bed. I was lying down. So devotee asked me, "Prabhu, don't you come for program?" I said, "No." So later on, I told them, I said, "I saw miracles." They say, "What?" I say, "I met Prabhupada." They say, "You are a liar. Prabhupada has passed away a long time." "I met Prabhupada." They say, "Describe him." I say, "He has a smiling face. Prabhupada has some blackish something here. And Prabhupada, you know him well. He has some long hair, long hair. If you look at his picture, you can see some long hair." Yeah. Yeah. I saw him, I was looking at him like this, with fear, I was just looking. I cannot speak anything. He too, he didn't speak. He just smiled at me like this. Then when my Gurudev came, I told him, I was massaging Gurudev. I said, "Gurudev, I say, I've seen Prabhupada." Guru was about to sleep. He wake up. He said, "Tell me, do you see Prabhupada?" I said, "Yes." Then he embraced me. He said, "Your life is perfect." So we should do, in this age, we should do Sankirtan. That's why Prabhupada says here, "Sri to Drapana Majanam." This Sankirtan movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large because it spreads the rays of benediction moon, the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss and it enables us to fully taste the nectar for which are always anxious. We want to be happy. We cannot be happy. If you stay in the temple, if you want to see all the demons on earth, all the demigods on earth, go on Sankirtan. If you want to see demon, have you ever seen demon? Go on Sankirtan. There is an example of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said Lord Nityananda to go do Sankirtan. The first Sankirtan devotee on earth is Lord Nityananda. And when he was doing Sankirtan, he went to a place where they are taking alcohol. He met two personalities called Jagai and Madai. And when he was trying to preach to them, Jagai took a pot, earthen pot, and break the head of Nityananda. It was almost bleeding. When that blood should have dropped on the floor, the whole planet would have finished. So, they have to tie his head, and they call Lord Sama Prabhu. Say, "Lord Sama Prabhu, somebody has injured the Supreme Person of the Godhead, Nityananda. So come and do something." When the Lord came, he invoked the Sudan chakra to cut off the head of Jagai Madai. Lord Nityananda said, "No, Prabhu, please. Prabhu, this is not your duty in this age. In this age, nobody is qualified. Nobody is qualified to even worship the Supreme Lord. Talk to us of following all the principles. We are in this age, most of us are Sudras. See, if you kill these people, you have to kill everybody on earth. You have to kill everybody." So he said, "Forgive them, please." Then he said, "I can only forgive them because when Krishna came, he gave one principle. He said, you have to surrender. But me, I give everything free. I give this message free to anyone." So they should surrender. And Jagai Madai surrendered to the Lord and they became devotees. So this is our duty. Every day Prabhu is encouraging 24-hour Kirtan. Prabhu is always going around looking for people who can give class. Maharaj is there always to encourage us. Prabhupada incarnation is there to give us enthusiasm. That's Prabhupada. This is the duty of Prabhupada. Prabhupada came, traveled the whole world in America, USA, London, Africa, Asia, everywhere in the world, giving this message that in this age, people should do Harinam, Sankirtan, should chant the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the United Nations. This is the only temple in India or in Vrindavan where you can see a black man, an American, an European, an Indian, a Chinese, we're all together in unity and diversity. There is no other place. No other place you go. I used to go to Benkabihari. When they see me, they say, Kali! Kalia! They never see black man before. So when they see me, they say, Kalia, me too. I say, Krishna, Kalia. I dance for them. Then when they dance, they are happy. They say, come, selfie. I say, okay, buy one book. When they buy one book, I selfie. Then when they buy a book, I selfie. These are the tricks I use to them. When I go prayer mandate, when they see me, oh, selfie. People, they say, they like selfie. I say, okay, buy one book first. If you selfie, you, I'll be happy. They'll buy the books. Then we'll selfie. So, this is the message for this Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. If there is any comments or any questions, Maharaj, contribution, corrections. Hare Krishna. Maharaj, say something. Maybe you'd like to correct me or add. Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
When one has even dreams of Prabhupada, or if you said you had an experience of meeting Prabhupada in Sankirtan.
Yes.
And, you know, naturally we start thinking, oh, you know, maybe sentimental or, you know, fanatical, you see, all these kind of things.
Yes.
But of course, Prabhupada, he's with us.
Yes.
You know, like even when you're reading his words, he says, I am in my books.
And yes.
There's different levels of experience and realization. And as you said, my book distribution, by being on the battleground, because it is, that being there, you have to try to control the mind, force, you know, with your intelligence to be out. And then with the speak of confronting people, when you know many people may not be interested or give you a hard time. But of course, when you experience, by the mercy of Prabhupada, the relationship of giving books and people appreciating books, as you said, you did 49 books, yeah?
Yeah.
And so it actually surcharges you and puts you on a different platform. So maybe by performing the austerity, by being on the book distribution, Prabhupada was very pleased, and he gave you that realization. And sometimes in dreams, Prabhupada comes and gives us further inspiration. Not that we just want to become sentimentalists or fanatics, but the reality is there, Prabhupada is there, Krishna Balaram are there, for he ties there to help us stay focused on the Sankirtan mission.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you for your contribution. Downside, Prabhu, any testament?
You want to announce your scores in the morning when you do your book? Oh, here it comes. I'm sure they can inspire
me. I was able to see Prabhupada. I had in Los Angeles last year. My wife's grandmother, who is not a devotee at all, we went to Prabhupada's room in Los Angeles in his sitting room, and we were there explaining some things about Prabhupada. And after a few minutes, she said, "Aren't we disturbing him?" Because she saw him sitting behind the desk, his hand in his beat bag. was seeing Prabhupada there. She said, oh, I'll be disturbing him. It's okay. And now this same woman, her son, my wife's father, he left Jagannath deities there in her place, in her apartment. And he was taking care of them, doing puja every day, feeding them. Before he left, he said, make sure you feed them every day. So she's cooking for Jagannath deity every day. She's offering. She's making an offering too. So Prabhupada is very, very powerful in how he can give Krishna to everyone. So even this person has no training, no anything. She's offering food. She saw Prabhupada there sitting on the Vyasa side. Yes. Prabhupada is very merciful.
Thank you. Thank you all of you for spending your time to come. Please forgive me for any mistakes. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.